and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 492. How are we all doing? Oh, if my browser was working, I'd be able to see. Nope, not in the mood. Okay, not having it. One bit's working, one bit not working. Okay, let's try a different browser then. Oh, this isn't on. This isn't on at all. Can't see you all. Push the button. There we go. Will that work? Yay! Hello, Kim! How are you doing? Guess what? Hottest day of the year. I know. By today, it was supposed to be cooling down. They lied. Oh, they're not kidding either. We've had another extreme weather warning for heat, which we don't have. Are you as hot as I am, dear?
Yeah, but I've had the door shut.
Yes, but you've been working, haven't you? So say hello to Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Let's have a look. They're now saying Thursday is going to be the hottest day. Lie, 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 lie.
They also say it's going to rain.
Not on Thursday.
No.
Saturday.
Next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This will be like the severe weather warning we had for the thunder and lightning that never, ever arrived. So I did promise. Who's read the mail?
Me.
Well, I know you've read it. You sent it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, there it is. Right, so who's read the mail and who... What have we been up to? I'll give you a clue. We've not been into space today. That's a Bezos thing. Oh, Kim had bits of rain. Oh, I would have loved that. We need a sprinkler mic. Things you thought you'd never, ever, ever, ever hear yourself say. Yeah, we do, because I could then just lie there and be sprinkled. Oh, I'd like that. No, I haven't been to space. Does it count as an astronaut if you just ponced about up there for 5 minutes and then came back?
No.
No, I didn't think so. It's like the Branson thing. It's like boys with toys.
Yeah.
Oh, 11 minutes. I thought it was five. Oh, well, that's not bad, is it? 11 minutes. But it doesn't make you an astronaut. It's so annoying. It's like... When you think of how difficult it is to join the NASA program, and actually, as an astronaut, you know, you've done nothing your entire life but that. And, you know, if on the day that you're going into space, you've got a bit of a sniffle, you're not going. But apparently, if you've got enough money, you can do whatever you like, you know, in a pair of jeans. I don't get it. I really don't. What was the point of that? Global warming and all of that, and we're being asked to like cycle everywhere, and he decides it's a good idea to be blasted off into space, which I didn't personally have an issue with. It was coming back I had the problem with. It's as though that he wants to send things up to Mars or somewhere. I don't understand it. Let's put it like that.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Anthony. Makes you rich with too much time on your hands. Do you know, I wouldn't want to live like that. I really wouldn't. Where I'm that bored, I think, I know what I'll do. I'll buy a rocket and I'll go to space. It's like, really? When you think of all the good that they could do on Earth, and the pair of them just want to go into space. Like I said, no problem with that, just don't come back. Stay up there, that would be rather good. I'd be happy with that. Well, yes, we have been up to mischief, but we've not. Although, you know, I'm thinking, hat trick. You know, Richard Branson's done it and Bezos has done it, so what about us? You, me, Matt by Siri, Lady Siri and the A-Lady.
Why not?
Why not?
Mm. Why not?
What are the rules at the minute? You know, you can't go into Sainsbury's, but can you actually go into orbit?
I guess so.
Oh, right. That's handy,
well,
then.
Well, Boris doesn't control orbit.
But Boris can't control his own texting.
Well, yeah, that's true.
If you've not heard, Boris said... Now, you know Dom Cummings... This is the idiot that went up to Barnard Castle for an eye test. I'll just drive round for 20 miles, see if I can see straight. That was that idiot. Always looks like an unmade bed. He's come out, and you know, why Boris wouldn't know this, why Boris would actually give him the bullets to fire, I don't know. But he's got text messages, WhatsApp messages, where Boris has actually said, well, the only ones that are dying are over 80, so let's not bother. Let's not have a lockdown. Oh, Boris, come on. The people over 80 are the ones who are voting for you, you muppet. No one with any sanity is. God's sake. I mean, you just do not. And yet, even though he said that, and even though he can prove that with his text messages, it's like Dee said yesterday, sometimes what you do is just so bad that it's like, yeah, there's not much point complaining. So, yeah, that's been going on today. We've been saturated with Dominic Cummings' revelations.
Yeah, I listened to it.
And the interview, did you notice who was doing the interview?
Kunzberg.
Laura Kunzberg. Boris's bimbo.
Boris's knock.
Oh, well, that's... This interview was couched in such terms of, well, we're not sure whether we should believe him or not. And it was all like, I'm pro-Boris. I thought, yeah, I know you're pro-Boris. Because she gets all the inside scoops from Boris. But it was interesting that while she was busy doing that interview, she didn't get the inside scoop about the nightclubs requiring double jabs. And now the same football will as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which makes sense, but...
Crowds of over 20,000.
So it's all right if you've got 19,999. It's that last person that's going to cause all the grief. Yeah, thought so. Oh, Kim says the little iMac is dying slowly. Oh, no. You can only have one open at a time, or one app open at a time. The only one I had that went a little bit like that was a 2009 iMac. And, oh, I flogged that machine to death. I did. I only bought it. First Mac I had, I loved because it was like the first Mac that I had. And then, the same year, I got a 24-inch and Mike had the 20. Oh, that Mac was my favourite Mac ever, that 24-inch. Absolutely loved it. But it got to a stage where it needed to go in for repair. And my mother, sage as ever, said, just in case it takes longer than they say, you might be wise to get another Mac. And I thought, she's not particularly wrong, is she? So I bought this 2009 iMac. Hated it from the day it arrived to the day it died. It was the 24-inch metal one with the black plastic back. One, it was as ugly as sin. Admittedly, I'm not looking at it from the back. But I knew it was black plastic. But it was just... No, it wasn't my favourite Mac, let's put it like that. But it did survive for quite some time, and its sole job every year... I mean, it did other jobs, obviously, but its particular job was to take the new operating system. So when it first came out, Lion, in the App Store, that was the one that got it. And every year after that, until it reached a point, it couldn't do it. So it will turn on, a bit like yours, Kim. It'll turn on, but that's about it. And then the other one that went similar was called Boomer, which is comical because it was called Boomerang because it was the one that went back for repair 15 times. So it kept boomeranging back to me. And I even put an external hard drive on it and it still didn't like it. Ugh. I think we're going to have to face facts, Kim. It's on the way out. It's on the way out. Hello, Tracy. Hello, Alex. Or Alice, depending on
Alice,
how
yes.
You're looking at it. Kim is taking screenshots of all the preferences when it finally dies. That's very important. And don't forget things like the custom dictionary, your custom colours. Basically, go through, if you go to your library folder and you get your application support, go through anything that you can possibly salvage. Dictionaries will save you a load of time and the colour things will save you a load of time. Was that a breeze I just felt?
Might have been.
Hang on. Oh, let me just savour the moment. Oh. Hello, Renaissance. Lovely name. Couldn't spell it, but lovely name. I love the way everyone just says, hi, Renee. Oh, brilliant. Right, so what have we been up to? It was the heat. It was the heat that did it. So we had a plan. The plan did not end well because it was too warm. And honest to God, we have put it off and put it off and put it off and we couldn't put it off anymore. So it had to be done, heat or no heat. Why is that not working? Right, let's check it. There we go. So, what better thing to do on a Tuesday than have some fun with this? So I'm about to post it in. This will reveal all. Just imagine, though, the heat. Two words. The heat. But there you go. First one in. Come on, first one in. You'll definitely get two. I'm predicting two. What are you predicting? How many words? Definitely two. Definitely two.
Definitely two.
Definitely two.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's wait and see. Oh, Renee says, yesterday one person in his street died without any obvious reasons. Today, one person in the street died without any obvious reasons. You're getting scared. That's shocking.
It's like a horror film, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. Whoa, yeah. I knew it. Kim, wee donkey. When you say without any obvious reasons, were they of an age or is this just something that's happening? That is scary, Renee. Don't make it a hat trick. We can't lose you. Oh, Tracy says, if it all goes well with no hitches, contract housing, etc., should start 5th or 6th of September. Oh, that's really soon, isn't it? Oh, I bet you're going to miss them like crazy. Does that change any plans for the wedding or anything? Or can all that be dealt with? Your age around 50. Oh, that isn't good either. We have had a lot of people die in the last 3-4 days here, but the cause was probably stupidity. Seriously. Did you see the one who died after he jumped in?
The River Irwell.
The Irwell. Yeah. There was another one, yeah, at the Keys. That took 6 hours to fish him out. So he was dead. There's a bridge that goes over. It was a docks, the Keys, as the name implies. So the water doesn't look appealing to me in the slightest. I mean, it's filthy. But they do canoe things there, don't they? Probably kayaking as well.
Mm.
And there's some of them are like fenced off somehow. So there must be like netting to stop anything getting in. And occasionally, you know, you do see swimmers. But it's not a good idea to dive headfirst in from the bridge that goes over this thing in Salford Keys, which is near Media City, which is where all the TV work happens. But this guy did. And like I say, it took them 6 hours to find him. So he was dead. But then the next morning, in addition to him, there were 6 others who'd done exactly the same thing. Not in the same location, but just they've gone to like a park and there's a huge lake and they've decided to cool off. 6 of them dead. And these are like youngsters who are young and fit, between 18 and 25. So, like I'm saying, just brain cells they lack. So, you love the donkey. He's cute, isn't he? He's cute. Yes, we actually managed to record a show. It went reasonably well, actually, didn't it? But the plan was we'd record it last night at 8 o'clock. This had been planned for days. If you notice, there is one thing that you should be able to see on there. Let me have a look. Where did I put that? I don't see him. Where's my donkey gone? Oh, come on. Right, let's put him in there. Right. Yes, there is something interesting in the poster that is completely open for you to see, which is in the top right-hand corner. It's 138. And what is it on Friday? Oh, it's after hours 138. Good grief, synchronisation. Who'd ever have thought it? Hello, Simon. So 8 o'clock last night, it was still boiling hot. So Mike came up with a genius idea. I'll go to bed, he said, and I'll get up at 2 o'clock when it's cooler. And I said, look, looking at the weather, it's not going to be any cooler. So I think the plan was get up at 2 o'clock, record the show. He'd go back to bed for an hour or so, which would never have happened. So he wouldn't have got much sleep. So I said, you go to bed, get up just before 5 and we'll record it at 5 o'clock. And that's what we did. Wasn't actually that much cooler, was it?
It wasn't, no.
But the job got done, as did the edit before I went to bed. But I have not slept well today because it is absolutely sweltering and I just keep waking up because it's too hot. So we definitely need it cooling down and, you know, maybe this will happen. Trying to entice Johnny out of hiding. Well, if Johnny wants to come out of hiding, that's up to Johnny. But there is a donkey waiting for him. Any idea on the other words? I mean, I've actually given you 2 words and lots of eyes there. You've got to, the show is actually. I enjoyed that one. I did. I think we had fun with that.
Mm.
It's basically tech fail wall to wall, but very funny. We enjoyed it. So hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. That's sage advice, that, Alex. Keep garlic and a wooden stake near you at all times. It is. It's concerning. Hello, Simon. Can you go and stay with your family somewhere else? Are you all in lockdown again? So if two people have died, you're already in lockdown. Unless there's something else going on. The world's gone absolutely insane. Oh, I saw a Facebook post from a friend who said... well, there's actually been quite a few Facebook posts. I think it's a copy and paste job where people are saying why they wear a mask. And it's
basically
for other people. But it's lovely worded is what I'm saying. It's really, really nicely worded. But there was this other friend who has finally managed to get on holiday and he's now giving everybody sage advice to live. Don't live your life being afraid of dying. Live your life. Which, you know, if that's your opinion, that's fine. I don't particularly feel that I'm living in fear. I'm just living and I'm quite happy doing so. And then suggested that we all go travelling and meeting friends and hugging people. And as I'm reading it, I'm like, no, 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 and no. Leave it alone. But each to their own, each to their own. Yes, Tracy, the last two words are indeed wee donkey. Kim got that instantly. I knew she would. I mean, you've got to have a wee donkey with lovely eyes, haven't you? So yes, the last two words are wee donkey. No, that actually won't help you with the rest of them, to be honest. But have a stab anyway. Have a stab. Oh, Renee's just read it's two people in the same house. Maybe it was something in the house. I mean, it could be something as innocuous as carbon monoxide or something. Because I remember when we moved, we rejigged the house when Maya was here. So the bedroom that was upstairs moved downstairs into the dining room and then that went upstairs. And obviously in there was gas fire. And my mum said, if you're going to be sleeping in there, we need a carbon monoxide monitor. And we went and got one and it sat on top of the fire. I don't think it ever actually went off. We tested it and we'd heard the sound, but it never actually went off. But it could be something as simple as that over a long, long period of time. It could be anything, couldn't it? We had one... was it a stabbing in Manchester? But, it closed the whole town off as usual, but it was only the one. But if it's like two in a house, it could be anything. But at least if it's in the same house, then it's less likely to be something that's in the air and that could attack anybody else. Which is bad news for them, but good news for Renee. Could be drug-related Breaking Bad. Do you know, I have never seen Breaking Bad. Need to see that, don't I? Oh, I did get a mail from Apple today. Apprising me that my Apple TV subscription, yeah, you're wondering why I've got that, haven't you? It was free. It came free with my iPhone 11, September 2019. And I think it was for like a year. But then COVID and all that, they extended it by 3 months, then they extended it, and then they extended it. So it's finally expiring, the free version, on the 27th of July. So I've only got a week left if I want to watch anything. Trust me, I don't want to watch anything. So I've got to cancel that, otherwise they're going to bill me $4.99. Which is a bit naughty automatically billing you from a freebie, I think. I think you should have to opt in, not opt out. Oh, but there you go. That was that. Oh, Simon says, Kim, Renee, Anthony and Simon milking the wee donkey. Oh, no, but I like it. I'll write that down for the next one. too many eyes. I thought you might get the word with the middle eye. I thought you might get that one. So what else has been going on in your world? I have obviously edited the show and done all of the admin. Lucky, lucky me. So I'm halfway through an email. I'm halfway through the actual publishing process because obviously you guys get to hear it first. We're going in with the premiere of it in 10 minutes because we haven't eaten either. Because we had to totally rearrange our day, the only time we can eat is about 20 to 8. So we're going into the premiere of the show at 7:30. So you've only got 10 minutes to find out what that is. So if anybody wants to have another guess, do say so. Let's have a look. Your pretty rich guy next door was launched today. Tracy followed it. No idea what you're talking about, Renee. More information. Oh, Anthony's been producing a video demonstrating how you can use the A-Lady to control the hive heating on the hottest day of the year. That's brilliant, Anthony. Does the hive heating thing, is it a matter of just turning it off? Or can you actually, like, make it do air conditioning thing as well? Can you make it colder? Or you can just turn it off? Dee said, did you hear about Apple not allowing 69 degrees Fahrenheit in the weather app? They'd only show 68 or 70. People thought it was because Apple was being very PC. Turns out their source data was in Celsius, and when you convert it to Fahrenheit, always round skipping 69. Mildly interesting at that. The thing is, the fact that we would even think that of Apple tells you a lot, doesn't it? How puritanical they are. One thing that came out was in relation to that was I mentioned Apple employees wanting to work from home and Apple not being overly keen on the idea, except when it suits Apple. Because if for the last 18 months people had said, no, I'll take the wages, but I can't work from home, but you've got to keep paying me, then Apple wouldn't have been very pleased. But now people are saying, like, this working from home thing, liking it. And Apple are saying it's not efficient. Well, it's been efficient for the last 18 months. So what's your problem? Oh, Timmy. Naughty Timmy. Anyway, the edit came out. Even people who are disabled and are allowed to work from home are having their medical records gone through with a fine tooth comb to make sure they're not swinging it now. I mean, if you employ somebody, you should trust them. End of. So that's where they were. The employees, Timmy said, no, you're coming back in. And the employees sent him a letter. So only like a subset of them, but quite a few of them. To the effect of, no, we're not. We need it for longer. And Timmy said, no, you're coming back in. So said employees said, right, we'll leave if you do that. And there the stalemate lay. Guess what? Apple have said you can have another month or two. It's not often Apple back down, but they back down. I'm liking that. Okay. Wally is a woman. Wally is a woman.
Wally is a woman. I'm just reading about it.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, Renee, we mentioned Jeff Bezos going into space. Oh, one of the guys from your village went with him. Right, I'm with you. Wow.
Oliver Damon.
Wow.
The son of a Dutch financier.
Is this the one that was going to be the youngest person ever in space?
I think so, yeah.
I did read there was a young person going into space. That was all I heard. No, it's basically a smart thermostat for the boiler. Do you know, I'd love something like that. I would, Anthony. But I don't think it's going to happen. One, we haven't turned the central heating on since I was what year was I in? Second year at school. 1979, which was the year we moved in. Because we just not needed it. So if we did turn it on, it would probably explode. We'd probably need a new boiler, which would be fine. It's where the boiler is that's the issue. It's actually behind the gas fire in the dining room, which would mean dismantling the chimney breast and the gas fire. And it's just not happening. It's as simple as that. So I would love that, but no, I don't see it happening anytime soon. What I would like is air conditioning, but I just can't face it being put in. I can't. You know, whether it takes a day or it takes a year, because everything takes a year here. It's the disruption. I think it would be easier to put it in. Same with anything. You know, if you're laying a carpet or anything, it's easier if you're not actually living in the property. But when you are, so we need a new carpet in the office, but it's not happening because we'd have to move all the equipment. Where do we put it? It would take weeks to shift it and then shift it back. I know Apple have got this utopian belief that, you know, you open the lid of a computer and it just works. But, you know, they're idiots. You've got your dongles, you've got your cables, you've got your power packs, you've got your Wi-Fi stuff, you've got your lighting, you've got your Stream Deck, you've got your A-Ladies, you've got the fan, you've got the headphones, you've got the chargers, you've got the keyboard, the speakers, the trackpads. Just even making a list of that would tire me out, much less actually shifting it. So with the carpet, I just thought, you know what? It would actually be easier to cut round the furniture and paint the boards. Or buy a rug. This is one of our tactics, isn't it? Buy a rug. It'll be fine. So yes, I'd love that, but it's not going to happen.
So they only went into space for 11 minutes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a bit like saying you've done something, isn't it? But it doesn't make you an astronaut.
So they didn't get out?
No.
They just went up there?
They went into orbit, low orbit, and then came back.
Yeah, right.
That's like going to Tesco, sitting in the car park and coming home. You've not got your shopping, have you?
No.
It's probably just me, but there you go. Let's have a look here. Oh, Kim asked the Homeowners Association to continue the meetings on Zoom so the hearing impaired could use the closed captions and put it on YouTube, and they said no. That's going to hit me, that, Kim. I am minded. Well, my mind's made up. If the governorship meetings are not at least hybrid, so if you want to go into the school, you after you, but let's have it hybrid for anybody who doesn't want to go in. And if they say no, then I can't go, can I? I'm not going. It's as simple as that. But I too, like you, pointed out that Zoom has benefits in terms of the ones with physical disabilities who would be a great governor, but they physically can't get to the meetings, and hearing impaired and all other kinds of things that are far better on Zoom. Plus the fact you could do a transcript and there's the meeting notes. They just refuse point blank to see the advantages. So that was when I did the Snotogram thing, if you remember, and I said they sent down a thing that said hybrid meetings don't work. And I sent one back saying, where's the evidence of this? Because you've not actually had one. Which we haven't. We've had fully online meetings. We've not had a hybrid meeting. Because we weren't allowed, if you remember, we're still in lockdown. So we haven't actually had a hybrid meeting, but we've had the edit coming down saying they don't work. So I'm just wondering why they don't work. So I was snotty. I got snotty, didn't I? Mm. Quite right too, as far as I'm concerned. Is this what money are we talking about here?
28 million quid, I think.
Well, I said that at the very beginning, that, you know, you just think of the good that you could do rather than piddling around, wasting time going into space. But clearly doing good. Mind you, do you want him doing good in the way that Bill Gates is doing good? Massive air quotes on that one. Maybe he's less danger if he's piddling around going into space. I don't know. I just think it's really stupid. Really stupid. The things that you could do that would impact this planet before you start worrying about other planets. And like I said at the very beginning of the show, you know, they're telling you to bike everywhere, but it's all right for him to go into orbit. Because that won't affect global warming, will it? And I also said if he didn't want to come back, that'd be grand as well. Oh, Anthony's was a back boiler in the living room put in the 70s, and they were able to remove it without having to remove the chimney breast. But they did have to remove all the pipes as the new boiler was in the kitchen. See, that's one of our problems, that, Anthony. We have solid floors. So any cabling, any piping or anything has to go in the ceiling of downstairs. So it's the floor of the upstairs and the ceiling of the downstairs. Everything. So because of that, we can't have like really discreet pipes going to a radiator coming out of the floorboards because we haven't got any. So they've got to come down the wall and then be boxed in. So it would be the same with any air conditioning. We've got enough boxes for the central heating we don't use without anything else. It would be a nightmare. So we're going to have to come up with a plan B, which is some kind of portable unit, if this is going to carry on. I know they said it's the hottest year we've ever had, but, you know, 76 was warm. And there was a hot year, I think it was in the late 80s, and it was swelteringly hot. And, you know, you can just about cope with the fans on. But you are actually better with the fans. I don't know if you've found this. Turning them on, and it's like, oh, that's amazing. And then turn them off. Get a bit warmer and then turn them back on, and it seems to cool you down. Whereas if you sit in front of it, you end up with it just wafting warm air around. Or another idea is to put some ice in a bowl in front of it and let it waft that at you. Right. Kim says it's like when you went to the state of Maine, you went over the border and came back just to say you went there. Oh. Well, it's another state you visited, isn't it? I wonder if he'll start on the planets next. Who knows? Alex says, smart thermostats are great. Got one after you broke your life in such an effort to get them to switch the heating on when I'm crutches. Sounds like the A-lady, that, doesn't it? D's saying, I'm saying it could have gone somewhere better. Not that it was worthless, diminishing marginal returns and all that. I agree. I just think it's a ludicrous amount of money for one little thing like that. I did see a thing last night. I'll tell you this because this is so funny. We've got this programme in the UK called Gogglebox. I've never seen it, but I know the principle of it. I think originally it was like just random people who signed up for it, watching their TV, but there's a camera in the TV watching them. And then they make a TV programme of it. I know it's incredibly meta, but I've never seen it. Anyway, there was then a celebrity version of it. So the only reason that I spotted this celebrity version was in my search, my TV search, Line of Duty's in it. And it came up and said Gogglebox Line of Duty. And I thought, well, what are they doing watching it? Because I'm not bothered with that. I've already seen it. But no, it was the cast. It was the one who plays Steve, the one who plays Kate, and Wee Donkey Man himself, the one who plays Ted. So they weren't in character. They were themselves, the actors. And they were in Belfast, which is where it's filmed. And I think this was a repeat. So they were going to be commentating on what they were watching on the TV. So I thought, I want to see that. Well, to be honest, there wasn't enough of them. But the guy playing Ted, Adrian Dunbar, was an absolute scream. He hardly said a word, but the look on his face said it all. And the one that got him animated, the programme they were watching, was Nigella Lawson, who's like a chef. Talk about seductive. It's intended for men of a certain age, this programme, clearly. And I don't know whether that included his age, but the look on his face was priceless. I think that was the only time he spoke. I don't think he was a big fan. Let's put it like that. But it was a cancer special, that. So while you're watching it, and they did Scream the movie, they did Nigella, and they did some other TV. Obviously, I don't know the other TV. But every now and then, they put a little bit of a story in it, a cancer story, and some of them were horrific. There was a little girl who got cancer. She could only have been about five, if that. Probably five or six. And she just got a mole on her leg, and it turned into cancer. So she had to have treatment for it. She lost all her hair and everything. And there was something to do with the treatment she was having was going to mean that she never grew up, that she was always going to look like a child. If she actually survived, she was always going to look like a child. So they cured it. It came back. They cured it. It came back. At the point that they were recording this poor child, she'd been having on and off chemo for 7 years. Well, these people that were there on this programme watching this, they were all in floods of tears. And I'm talking big guys who were like rap artists. They were just sobbing like children. And I thought, why did I think it was a good idea to watch this? I only wanted to see the Line of Duty bits. Oh, dear. Anyway, let me catch up on here. That's a good point, Renee. I think given how close it is to that flooding, it would have been a great gesture to say, you know, helping those people is more important than flying into space for 10 minutes. But clearly not. They're selfish to the nth degree. The flooding's been horrific, Dee, across Europe. I think, wasn't there more the other day? Either yesterday or the day before.
I think there was.
But there's over 1,000 people missing. So that's only going to get worse before it gets better. I think what the problem is the longer it's dry, the worse it is when it rains. Hence the sinkholes that open up. Because it's that dry, everything just starts to crumble. But in that case, I think it was the sheer amount of water. And weren't they in danger of losing a dam? I'm sure they said that. Kim says, can't watch sad things, gets me too much. Well, I thought this was going to be a comedy. So it was a bait and switch as far as I was concerned. That child was still alive, but there was another young lady. She couldn't have been more 25, something like that. She was incredibly young looking. And I don't know how come she'd ended up at the doctor, but she got told she had some form of cancer. Went back to find out she had five cancerous brain tumours. And the only thing that concerned her was she didn't want to leave her girlfriend. So one of the little clips was they got married, and then it just got worse. And then the next thing that came up was a black screen and said she died. And I'm like, this is supposed to be a funny show. It was awful. I won't watch it again. There was a dam about to burst, but the army's been able to repair it. Well, that's fantastic. We had to evacuate round here when that happened. Right, okay, who's ready for the show? Oh, yes, we're going out early, but we're going out into the show. It is 37 and a half minutes of fun and frolics with us at 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh, and Siri and Lady Siri, obviously. Oh, Dee says she does remember Gogglebox. They watched a documentary about a guy with cancer that you'd seen as well, and the cancer was located. His testicles are extremely large. It was such a hard way to live. And at the end of the documentary, gets surgery and finally has them removed. Drives through the city appreciating it all. The credits roll and said he died a few months later of unrelated issues. So depressing. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. And we had one the other day, similar, not cancer, a guy who was waiting outside the arena the night of the bomb, the Ariana Grande concert. And he'd been in the army, but he'd left, so he was retired from the army. And whereas all the first responders were told to stay back, this guy went in. And I think he saved 22 people. And he's just given evidence at the inquest, no more than 3 weeks ago. He died in a car accident like 3 days later. That's just horrific because he'd done so much for everybody else. No, I won't be watching Gogglebox again, Dee. That's never going to happen. Will we keep the chat open during the show? We will, Renee. We will. You are very welcome, Kim. Hope you have a great day too. You're very welcome with the MacBites. So let me go find it and we can go into it. But for the moment on here, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.